And I think the Islamic State's a perfect example of this. ISIS, now called ISIL, now just called the Islamic State, has a view that if you are a Muslim that disagrees with them, you are an infidel. In fact, in one sense, they're worse than other religious groups. So that's why you're seeing this kind of mass destruction within the Muslim community. I was talking with a friend of mine, Canon Andrew White, who's the vicar of Baghdad for the Anglican Church in England. He's now in Jordan. And he said that if you look at the indiscriminate nature of ISIS, they have a very narrow view of their version of Sunni Islam. But you now have this pledging of allegiance by these other groups. You are, we don't want to call it, you know, no one likes to say you're in a war, in a religion war, but we are, Senator, as you said. No one wants to say we're in war with Islam. Well, tell that to Khalif Ibrahim. It may not be the Islam that most of the people support, granted, but it is this version. And that this version is as toxic as the Nazis. And I lost a lot of family members in Nazi Germany, so I don't say that lightly. A whole side of my family was wiped out in Nazi Germany. So, but it's that same kind of systematic approach.